Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Make a Mess, Clean It Up, by Don Denman, September 1983. Working 90 hours a week requires frequent and highly effective work breaks. In the center of the Macintosh work area in Bandley 3, we had a ping pong table, a nice stereo system, and a Defender video game machine. We found that competitive play gave us a jolt of adrenaline and a refreshed mindset when we resumed work. We also learned a lot about our coworkers and how they excel during competition. While playing Defender one day, I got a great insight into how Burl accelerated his own learning process. Andy, Burl, and I had an ongoing competition playing Defender. We would hold 2 or 3 player competitions, taking turns at the game and comparing techniques and high scores. This gave us the opportunity to refine our skills, learn each other's technique, and show off our prowess. The goal of Defender was to defend your humans from abduction by aliens. Evil green aliens dropped down from the top of the screen, randomly picked up your humans, and tried to bring them back up to the top of the screen. You controlled a ship and had to shoot the aliens before they grabbed a human or during their rise to the top of the screen. If an alien made it to the top with a human, the aliens consumed him, and he turned into a vicious, aggressive mutant. You started the game with 10 humans, and when the last one died, all the aliens became mutants and swarmed your ship from all sides. After a while, surviving the first few game levels was pretty easy, unless you had been up all night programming. Defender was probably a good objective measure of current mental capacity. Gee, I can't even get through level 2. I guess it's time to get some sleep. Better to put in a bad performance on Defender than mess up the current programming task or start down the wrong path on some hardware design. One day, Andy came by my cubicle and said, "You've got to come see what Burl's doing with Defender." "How can you innovate with a video game?" I wondered. I'd seen Burl and Andy innovate on all kinds of things, but I couldn't imagine how he could somehow step outside the box of a video game. The machine dictated your goals. How could you gain control of your environment? We started a new Defender competition, and when it was Burl's turn, he did something that stunned me. He immediately shot all his humans. This was contrary to the goal of the game. He ignored the aliens, and when he shot his last human, they all turned into mutants and began attacking him from all sides. He glanced in my direction with a grin on his face and said, "Make a mess, clean it up," and proceeded to dodge the swarm of angry mutants noisily chasing after him. "Burl's not going to win this competition," I said to myself. "He's not going to last long with a screen full of mutants." Quite often, a single mutant was enough to kill you. They moved more quickly and in a different pattern than other aliens, so the usual techniques for evading them didn't work very well. Mutants moved so quickly over small distances that they seemed to jump on top of you. Your ship was faster over the longer term, so you had to outrun them, establish a gap, and only then did you have enough room to safely turn and fire. When Burl's next turn came up, I was surprised by how long his ship survived. He had already developed a technique for dealing with large numbers of mutants. He would circle around them again and again, gathering them into a densely clumped swarm. Then, while circling, he would fire a burst pattern across the whole swarm with no need to aim at individual mutants. He did very well, cutting through the swarm like the Grim Reaper's scythe. Burl was no longer attacking individual mutants, instead treating the whole swarm as one big target. Burl may have lost that game and the next few, but it wasn't too long before he mastered the machine. Instead of avoiding the tough situations, he would immediately create them and begin learning how to handle the worst situation imaginable. Pretty soon, he could routinely handle anything the machine could throw at him. I was beginning to see how Burl could be so successful with everything he did. Like many high achievers, Burl enjoyed challenges so much that he actually sought them out or consciously created them. In the long run, this approach made sense. He seemed to aggressively set up challenging situations throughout his life. Why intentionally make a mess? so you can get really good at cleaning up.